defying record and rising unemployment, sinking farm incomes and falling industrial production, Indian voters have nonetheless given Narendra Modi of the Hindu nationalist BJP a landslide victory for a second term. Australians number 592,000, and many of them played an active role in the election. We'll hear some voices and their concerns shortly. But I've been speaking with Pawan Luthra. He is the co-founder and CEO of India Link Media, which produces a weekly newspaper in Australia and has a 24/7 radio station on Indian and Australian affairs.
Very much like we have the American platforms like Republican Overseas or Democrats Abroad, we also have the Overseas Friends of the BJP, and they have claimed that they made 10,000 calls to India to garner support. So they're making calls from Australia to their friends and family in India promoting Modi. They put campaign stickers on about 1,000 cars in Sydney and Melbourne. And I understand they organized about 40 events in the previous 12 months at iconic locations, basically getting the message out that we, as the Indian diaspora, are supporting Modi. Obviously, this is from the BJP or the Modi supporters. There obviously is a smaller group of Congress Party supporters also.
And yet Modi is a divisive character, some would say. He's been criticised for being too strongly Hindu nationalist. He has a record over matters to do with Muslims that is not entirely seen in a positive light. Do those issues of divisiveness concern the Indian diaspora in Australia?
Well, if you're asking whether Hindu nationalism can become a default mode of society in India, I don't think that's going to be easy, because Hinduism by itself is a diverse faith. India thrives on diversity, be it social, linguistic, religious, and there would be some concerns about the nationalistic Hinduism coming more to the forefront. But then people are going to look back and say Hinduism's grown as a religion which accepts people from different faiths over the past 2,000 odd years. And over time, it'll absorb and be able to work through any kind of speed bumps which might come along by people trying to divide society by using Hinduism as the driving wedge.
And what about the implications of the Modi re-election and, of course, here in Australia at virtually the same time, Scott Morrison's re-election for the relationship between the two countries? What do Indian Australians expect to happen between the two countries next?
Well, it'll be good if the relationship can go beyond the traditional four C's, which is the Commonwealth, cricket, curry and coal. What the Indian Australians would love to see is the Prime Minister Scott Morrison reaching out to the Indian Prime Minister, perhaps setting up a visit in India, but also to foster closer relationship to see if he can invite and cajole the Indian Prime Minister, who came here last time in 2014 to make a return visit after 5 or 6 years, because nothing like having the head of the governments visit each other to start promoting trade and commerce.
Because the state of the trade relationship, while strong, is pretty much stuck, isn't it?
Well, the needle is stuck around the 18 billion mark, and it sits basically around the same areas of trade which have been there in the previous few years. But then there are massive opportunities, especially for Australia to do business with India. There's a growing middle class. They have the money to travel or study or do things overseas. And Australia is a preferred destination, which the Indians love visiting. So time to actually ramp it up. In fact, from the Indian government point of view, they are preparing a strategic paper as to how Australian businesses can engage in India. And they have looked at biotechnology, environmental issues, pharmaceuticals as some of the areas which can be explored for Australian businesses to go and do business with India. So timing is perfect. It's just a matter of making sure everybody can get on board together.
Pawan Luthra, thank you very much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
Pawan Luthra is the co-founder and CEO of India Link Media. Well, Indian students and academics at Melbourne University got together today to discuss the election result and what lies ahead for their country. Most are optimistic about the future, but some have qualms about Modi's brand of politics known as Hindu nationalism.
My expectation, he was going to win, but not by such a bigger margin. This is just a perfect victory for him. Anything's better than Congress.
So one of the reasons why I said we'd be happy with this result as such is growing up, we had 10 years of the other party ruling. And that was a time of economic downfall. And seeing the last 5 years, the growth has been slow, but at least not having a decline anymore. So yes, we are ambitious that the future, even though it's growing slowly, it will economically rise pretty quick.
Given that 65% of the population of the country is below 35 years of age, and I also fall into that category, I think, yeah, we want a changing India. No more of casteism or such kind of politics or dynasty politics is going to work anymore. Because it's a young India and we want to see development of our own country.
To be honest, currently I'm really optimistic with the kind of development plans that Mr. Modi has brought up to the people. I really feel that India has a really bright future.
And Modi's actually been very pro-woman. He actually passed a law saying that women will be allowed in the temple, which irked a lot of South Indians, and that's why they even voted against Modi. And I actually, that's one of the very few things I admire about him.
How do you feel about the future of India under a Modi government?
I'm a little skeptical because his agenda was always pro-Hindu. I am just concerned that, he's going to kind of marginalize the minorities and not have it an inclusive government. And he's, I think, very unabashedly, he's okay about it.
One of the things that he needs to create and strive hard is in terms of how do you create jobs? How do you attract foreign investment? How do you make industries and other things grow and prosper that? And I think he needs to tone down the whole Hindu nationalist kind of agenda.
I don't think India is being progressive anymore. That's my view on the elections. There's decreasing secularism, decreasing democracy. I feel that's not how a democracy should be working. Just because you are a part of one religion doesn't mean you spread hate over the others.
Indian Voices at the University of Melbourne today, speaking with our reporter, Samantha Donovan.